Today is Masechta Chulin Daf Ayin Tes, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Tes, Amar Aleph, the end of the third line, Amar of Huna. In the previous year, we had a machloikis of the Chachamim and Chananya. We've been learning the sugyas, the halacha of Ois Vespinoi, and the halacha of Ois Vespinoi teaches us that we're not allowed to kill Shecht, a mother and a child, on the same day. And the machlokes between Chananya and Chachamim was, is that only a mother and its offspring, or does the same halach apply to the father? The opinion of the Chachamim was that it's only the mother. Chananya's opinion was that it's the father as well. Says the Gemara, Amrav Huna Bachiyah Amr Shmuel, Hilchsuk Chananya. The halach actually follows Chananya. Interesting point, however, is the Paiskim discuss how far do we take Chananya's opinion. This is a very nice introduction to today's shir. Clearly, as I said, Chananya says that the father and the offspring is Osir. But does that mean that when the Gemara Paskin is like Shmuel, like Chananya, it's because that is certainly the halacha? Or does the Gemara only mean L'chumra? Where would the Nafkamina be? Nafkamina would be, says the Shach, the following situation. We shechted the father today, and now it's Bein HaShemoshes. May we shecht the offspring, says the Shach. Now there's a Sfek Sfeika. Number one, there's a Sfek. Do we really follow the father, or do we not? And even if we'll say that we'll follow the father, since now it's Bein HaShemoshes, it may already be tomorrow. And therefore it's a Sfek Sfeika. And indeed, the Shach says that we're allowed to shecht the offspring, even if we shechted the father today, if it's now Bein HaShemoshes. Other Achroinim disagree with the Shach. But not because necessarily they say that it's certain that we should always follow the opinion of Chananya. Their reasoning is a different reasoning. Because they're saying that this is a Dov Sheish Lematirin. Because once tomorrow comes, once tonight comes, when there's no Shaila that's no longer today, then wouldn't be any question. So why should we get involved with Shailas, Bein HaShemoshes? Are we doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing? Wait a couple of minutes, it'll certainly be night, and then we wouldn't have any Shaila. Therefore, they disagree with the Shach. So says the Gemara, Vaz the Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel, who paskins like Chananya, follows his position. The Tanan. We know, one word has to be said in introduction. We know that a mule, a perid, is the offspring of a horse and a donkey. Now, it could come that the father's a horse and the mother's a donkey, or it could be the other way, that the mother's a horse and the father's a donkey. So the Mishnah says as follows, in Masechta Klaim, Hanayladim Nesus, Api Shavim Chamor, if you have two mules, both have mothers who are horses and fathers who are donkeys, so even though both of them have in them some donkey genealogy, it doesn't make a difference. Aval hanoylodim min chamor, im hanoylodim min sus. You have two mules. One mule has a mother who's a donkey, and one mule has a mother who's a horse, a surim. Why? Because since they have different mothers, they're considered klayim. V'ram Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Dama ein choshen l'zera'av. That means, as long as the mothers are same, both of them in this case have a mother who's a horse, that's good enough. And therefore, as long as the mothers are the same, even though, let's say, you'll have a situation, that's how the Gemara is learning at this point. That's why, as long as the mothers are the same, that's all we look for. Av Chachamim, the Chacham hold, kol minei prados achasein. The Chachamim seem to be saying that it makes no difference if you'll have two mules. Even though the two mules were created differently, meaning one mule is a mother a horse and a father a donkey. and one mule is a mother, a donkey, and a father, a horse, as long as they're both mules, they're fine. Why? Says the Gemara. Man chamim. Who is the opinion of the chamim? The opinion of the chamim is chananyahi. That it follows the opinion of chananya. Dama chashin lezarav. We don't only look at the mother. We look at the father as well. And therefore, if I have two mules, even though the parents are just the opposite one of the other, it makes no difference. Hai bas sushi v'chamra. This is the offspring of a horse and a donkey. The hai bas sushi v'chamra v'sushi. And this one is the offspring of a donkey and a horse. So again, the parents are different orders. This one, the mother's a horse. This one, the mother's a donkey. This one, the father's a horse. This one, the father's a donkey. But we take the father and the mother all into the equation. Kul achad minenu. So the way the Gemara is learning at this point is that the Mishnah, in Masechta the Klayim, the Machloikes of Yehuda Chachamim, is identical to the Machloikes that we're learning here. The Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, Ein Choshen L'Zarav, we look at only at the mother. And therefore we have these two mules, one whose mother is a horse, and one whose mother is a donkey, will be considered Klayim. The Chachamim, on the other hand, take into consideration the fathers as well. Choshen L'Zarav. And therefore, the Chachamim will allow two mules, even though they have just the opposite yichus, and it won't be a question of Klein. Ask the Gemara, Ibaruhu. So now that we've established that according to Yehuda, Ein Choshen L'Zarav, all we look at is the mother. And therefore, Chananya says, just because you have two mules, it isn't good enough. The only time two mules could be bred together or could lead something together, could be tied together, is only if the two mules have the exact same type of mother, either both have horses as a mother or both have donkeys as a mother. What does that mean when Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Choshen L'Zarav? And to understand the Gemara, what does that mean? Doesn't mean Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't take the father into consideration at all. Or does it mean that when it's a chumra, like our case, we're looking at the Zera'av, because the Chachamim, who did consider the Zera'av, ended up with a kula. What was the kula according to the Chachamim? That it makes no difference as long as I have two mules, even though they have opposite types of yichus, they're both mules. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Choshen L'Zarazav. And by the way, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in that Mishnah, Masechta Klayim, Ein Choshen L'Zarav, we never take the father into consideration. Oy, Duma Suk Misatkele. The way to understand Rabbi Yehuda is that we take the father when it's a chumra, when it turns out to be a stringency to take the father into consideration, then Rabbi Yehuda will. L'may nafkamina, what will be the case? L'mishri pre-ema'ein. Let's think about the following case. You have a donkey, you have a mule, who is a combination of a mother who's a horse and a father who's a donkey. And its mother is a pure horse. So now let's think about it. If we look only at the mother's yichus, so the mother is a full-fledged horse, and the child, this mule, who is the product of this horse, also has a mother who's a horse. So if we ignore the father, so then there's no claim. The mother is a full-fledged horse. The mule is the product of a mother who's a horse. And if we ignore the mother, if we ignore the father, it wouldn't be Klein. Here saying, Ein Choshen L'Zarav, here ignoring the father actually turns out to be a Kula. Because according to the Rabbanon, it wouldn't be so simple that they're Mutter. Because Rabbanon take the father into consideration. So in this case, you have one animal, which is a pure horse, that a mother and a father are a horse. The child has a mother who's a horse, but the father who's a donkey. The Rabbanon will be Machmer. Choshen L'Zarav. What will be Rabbi Yehuda's attitude? Will Rabbi Yehuda say, I only said Ein Chayish in Lazara Av when it results in a Chumrah, not when it results in a Kula? Or is the opinion that I always follow Ein Chayish in Lazara Av, even in such a situation which it will result in a Kula? Again, L'may Nafkamina, L'mishri Priya Me'ein. Again, that the mother is a full-fledged horse, the child is a product of a mother who's a horse and a father who's a donkey. If we're going to say Rabbi Yehuda always holds that we ignore the father, then in this case, priyam aim shari, there would be no problem of klaim. However, if we're going to say svuki masapkalei, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is absolutely sure that we ignore the father. In this case, priyam aim, this child with its mother would be usur, because the mother's a pure horse, and the child has a mother who's a horse, but a father who's a donkey. So that's the Gemara's question. How far does Rabbi Yehuda take the concept of Ein Choshen L'Zera Av? Toshma. So the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from the following braisa. The braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol ha-Neledim in Asus, anybody who's born from a donkey, from a horse, Av Bishan V'en Chamor, even though the father is a donkey, mitarm zebza. So the Gemara right away questions, what is the case of the braisa? Hechi dami, what is the braisa referring to? Ilema davu dahai chamor, vavu dahai chamor. It was speaking about a case that they both have the exact same yichus, that the father is a donkey and the mother is a horse. Tzrich lameimer. We said before that everybody agrees that if the two animals have the exact same yichus, the exact same type of father, and the exact same type of mother, there would be no question that it's mutter. Elolav, what is the case? Davu dahai sus, that one's father is a horse, davu dahai chamor, and one is a pure horse, that has a father and a mother that's a horse. One is a case that the father's a horse, is a donkey, and the mother's a horse. But as long as they both have the same yichus, that they have mothers that are horses, that the still mutter. Alma, so from here we see the Mifshe Pshitalei, that to Rabbi Yehuda it's obvious that all I look at is the mother. And if both of them have mothers who are horses, we don't care what the father is. And our question seems to be answered. Says the Gemara, Loi. We're referring to a situation where they both have the exact same yichus. The father is a donkey and the mother is a horse. Both of these animals. They both have fathers who are donkeys and mothers that are horses. I always said, if that's what the Bryce is talking about, that they're mamish identical, the identical yichus, then tzrich lameim, do I need a Bryce? Do I need Rabbi Yehuda to tell me that it's mutter? Yes. Because at the time, we might have thought that if you have here one animal whose father's a donkey and mother's a horse, and here you have another animal whose father's a donkey and mother's a horse, and now you breed them together. Osi sad sus mishtamish b'tzad chamor, b'tzad chamor mishtamish b'tzad chus. When they're together, you have a situation where this animal is 50% donkey, is living with an animal that's 50% horse, and so too vice versa. So the horse and the donkey are meeting. Kamash one, that we don't look at the animal as parts, we look at the animal as a totality. And this animal in totality is a combination of a father who's a donkey and a mother's a horse. And this animal in totality is an animal that's a combination of a father who's a donkey and a mother's a horse. And they're considered mamish identical. At Taisvis, that we find in Shas that that's not really the case. Famous Gemara appears in a number of places in Shas that if you have an individual who's a chatzi shifcha and chatzi ben tzchayrim, she's a half slave and a half free person. So famous Gemara, the Gemara says the owner has to free her. Why does the owner have to free her? Because she can't marry a Ben Chayrim, because she's 50% Shifcha. She can't marry a Eved, because she's 50% Bas Chayrim. And we don't want her to remain unmarried. So the famous Gemara, we free her, and she owes her owner that value, what he freed. Why didn't the Gemara suggest a different option? We have this individual, Zachati Shifcha Bas Chati Bas Chayrim. she should marry another, she should marry an Eved, who's 50% Eved, 50% Bech Chayrim. It was saying that that makes who you are, and they can live with each other. So Gemara says, so Gemara says, Chagiga, Gemara in other places, Tysus quoted, the second place was in Amid, that they can't, because the Tzad Shifcha is going to be living with the Tzad Ben Chayrim, and the Tzad Ben Chayrim is going to be living with the Tzad Shifcha. Just the opposite of what our Gemara just said. So how do we reconcile that Gemara with this Gemara? So the Rishonim give two terutzim. One teretz, which is not the teretz Taisus suggests, we'll get to Taisus teretz in a moment, is that there's a difference between an animal and a shifcha and a bechayrim. Why? The animal that we're discussing in our shir, the mule, was born that way. He was born with a father who's a donkey and a mother who's a horse. That defines him from the moment that he's born. The chatzi shifcha chatzi bechayrim wasn't born that way. She was born as a shifcha, and then she got freed, or she was born as a ben chayrim, then she became 50% shifcha. So that doesn't define who the person is. All of you are thinking, what would be the case if she was born that way? But that isn't the way she has to be born. That isn't always the case. So you can't compare the animal, that is his DNA. That is the way he was created, to shifcha ben chayrim, which is only not exactly who he is. It's only extraneous who owns him. That's one pshat. Ramban's teretz. Tosfos teretz, as given by Rabbi Chanan, is as follows. When we speak about klayim, which is the subject that we've been discussing all shir today, when we speak about klayim, the Torah says that two different species can't be bred together, can't be mated together, can't work together. So the Gemara is telling us that if you have two animals that have the exact same yichus, the same type of father and the same type of mother, they're not considered two different type of minim. And therefore, this is the way Rabbi Chanan explains Taisvus. And therefore, we don't have here a situation of klai. Whereas, says Taisvus, in a situation of chatzi shivcha chatzi beschayim, it has nothing to do with min. We can indeed say that as far as min, as far as who they are, they're identical. But the Torah tells us a special rule, that a shivcha is not allowed to live with a ben chayrim. And the Ben Chayrim is not allowed to live with a Shivcha. It has nothing to do with who they are. It has to do with a special din in the Torah. That, by defining who their min is, isn't changed by, with that halacha isn't affected by saying that this one is this and this one is that. And therefore, even though an Agamar was saying that if two animals have the identical yichas, there is no problem of klayim, the issue of chatzi Shivcha, chatzi Ben Chayrim remains. So we still have our question. To repeat, what is our question? The Gemara began by quoting the Mishnah, Masechta Klayim, that it is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that ain choshen lezerav, and the Gemara's question is, how far does that go? Toshma, there's a brisa. Pray the Shetava. If you have a mule, a female mule, that wants to be mated, Eimar bina la loisus v'loi chamor, you can't put on it, you can't mate her neither with a horse nor with a donkey, Elamina. Exactly with another mule. So now ask the Gemara. E Amrit makes the Gemara its point. E Amrit Mifshit Pshitalei, if we're going to say that it is obvious to Rabbi Yehuda, that all I look at is the mother, so let's look at this mule and decide and determine. If her mother was a horse, then she doesn't have to be limited to another mule. She could have relations with a horse. If her mother was a donkey, then she could have relations with a donkey. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa says that she could only be mated together with another mule means that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that we don't only look at the mother, we look at the father as well. E amit niship shitalei, that it's obvious to Rabbi Yehuda that all we look at is the mother, l'rabbala minadamit, so let's take her mother, and whatever type her mother is, that should be fine. Answers the Gemara, it's referring to a situation, we're talking about a situation we don't know who the mother is. Indeed, the Gemara is saying, it could well be that Rabbi Yehuda would say, that if I have a mule, that I know who her mother was, what type of animal her mother was, she could be mated with that type of animal. I just don't know. Ask the Gemara, but that's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says that we can never mate her only with another mule. But that's not true. We're saying that if you knew who the mother was, you could. Says Marhachikomer. And Mabin La Min Sus Loin Chamar, the Bryce means to say with this, we can't mate her with a horse or a donkey. Lefisha Ain Yoidim Bamina, because we don't know. But indeed, were we to know, it could well be that we could mate her with that, the same type of as a mother, because we ignore the father. Says the Gemara, why can't we know? There's a way of determining. V'livdik b'simonim. The Gemara is going to tell us that there are ways of telling who the mother is. Dom Rabaya. Avi kala, if it has a thick voice, bar chamra. That is a proof that the mother is a donkey. Son of kala, if it has a shrill voice, a thin voice, bar susi, it's a proof that the mother was a horse. Furthermore, says Rapapa, ravervin odne, if it has big ears, vizutrin gnivase, and a small tail, bar chamra. It's a proof that the mother was a donkey. Zutrin odne, if it has small ears, vrabi gnivase, and a long tail, bar susio. It's a proof that the mother is a horse. So why are we saying that if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all I look at is the mother, and now I have the mule, and the only reason the Gemara is saying is that I have to mate her with a mule, because I don't know who her mother was. There's a way of knowing who the mother was. Look at these simanim. Answers the Gemara, fascinating teretz. Hachem ha'iskinen bilemes v'gedmes. We're referring here to a situation where the donkey doesn't have a voice and doesn't have feet. And therefore, these simanim that the Gemara gave aren't going to work because I don't have them available to us. So the Gemara still hasn't answered the question. According to Yehuda, that says Ein Choshen L'Zera'av, according to Yehuda that holds Ein Choshen L'Zera'av, does that mean we never have to be concerned about the Av? Or does it mean we're not Choshen L'Zera'av only when it represents a Kula? But if it will represent the Chumra, we will be Choshesh. So what's the halacha? My havala, says the Gemara, the Oshma, the Amar Afun Bereid Rav Yeshua, Hakol Moidim, B'priyim Me'im, Sha'asum. Here Rav Yehuda clearly tells us that if we have a mother who's a pure horse, and a child, a mule, whose mother is a horse, and father is a donkey, they can't be mated together. Why? If we're not Choshel Zerav, so we have two animals whose mother are horses. So why can't they meet it together? It must be Shmamina Suki Mesapkele. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say Ein Choshen L'Zera'av as an absolute halacha, but rather Rabbi Yehuda said Ein Choshen L'Zera'av only when it represents a kula, when it represents a chumra, he is choshish. Shmamina. Said the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Abba L'Shamei. Rabbi Abba said to his attendant, Imaylei Kedunai Sibarispik, if you're going to put animals on my wagon, ayin lahanach the damila dadi. I want you to be careful that the two animals should look identical, vile, and put them together. What do we see from here? What he was saying to him was, take the two animals and make sure that they had the same mother, because we gave the simonim how to know who the mother is. So make sure that these two animals look the same, and we'll know that they had the same type of mother. So what do we see from here? Alma, Kesava Ein Choshen L'Zera'av. Because if we're Choshed, then why would we allow two mules together? Maybe this mule had a mother who's a donkey and a father's a horse, and maybe the other one not. The fact that he didn't care is right, that all we look at is the mother. Furthermore, says the Gemara, V'simanim D'Raisa. There's a famous sugya, Gemara Masecht Bav Metzia, that speaks, this way Rashi learns the Gemara, we're going to start with Rashi's Pshat, that says that we rely on simonim, that if I lose something, and I could give simonim, and you find it, and I could give simonim on the item that I lost, so the Gemara questions, can we rely on those simonim derives or not? Says Rashi, the fact that in our Gemara, the Gemara is suggesting that we can look at these signs to determine that they have the exact same yichus, these two animals, is right that we can rely on simonim v'daraisa. Many Rishonim are disturbed with Rashi's Pshat. Why don't they like Rashi's Pshat? Because they say that this is a very different situation than the normal case of simonim. What is the normal case of simonim? I lost something, you found it. So who's the muchzik in the item? Who's the one that's holding the item? You. So to say that just because I can offer a simon, you who are muchzik should give it away to me, perhaps we don't say. Or, perhaps, another case, where do we say simonim? The question is, let's say a woman, this is, the Gemara discusses many times in Masechta Ksuvos, her husband disappeared, and we don't want it to be an aguna. So they bring simonim that they found the corpse. So the shaila is, do we rely on the simonim that she should not be considered an eshesish anymore? She's muchzik as an eshesish, and now we want to take her out of that chazaka. And the question is, do we rely on simonim? Here, there's no muchzik. It's not like the animal has already an established status that we're relying on the simonim to break that status. We're using the simonim to establish the status. It's a whole different type of situation. And because of this kasha, the Ramban's Pshat in the Gemara is simonim is only talking in our sugya. Then in our sugya, where there are no simonim, in our sugya where there are no simonim, where there's no chazaka, that's where we can rely on simonim to determine, and we don't know have any other way of telling, we can rely on simonim. But in other cases, where there's already a chazaka, we can't rely on simonim. That's how the Ramban learns. How will we defend Rashi's Pshat? Rashi is indeed difficult. The Rashi is comparing our case with simonim aren't contrary to an existing chazaka to a case where they are contrary to an existing chazaka. So, the Mefarshim say, this is, Noid Behuda has a discussion on this, the Beis Yitzchak has a discussion on this, the Tzois has a discussion on this, that even though simonim, even when we hold simonim are good or aren't good, you have to have a simon muvik. You have to have a strong simon. But the halach is, even if you don't have a strong simon, two simonim, and even if you hold, let me just make one more point, and even if you hold that you can't rely on simonim, on a simon muvik, on a strong simon you can rely. And the Paiskim say that two simonim are equal to one strong simon. So let's look at our Gemara. In our Gemara, there are two simonim. There are actually three simonim. The voice, the tail, and the ear. So you have strong simonim. That is equal to simon muvik. By simon muvik, everybody agrees you can rely. That's why Rashi says that our Gemara can be connected to those Gemaras. The Ramban, as the Noid Behuda explains, says that no, that our Gemara is referring to a situation where there was only one simon. Because he says the horse, and the ears and the tail are considered one simon. And the Gemara is saying that that's good enough. And Rashi really says that. Because if you look at Rashi, the second to the Banim Rashi in Amun Aleph says the Damila Dodi, Baznaim Ubizonov, which is all only one simon. And that's what Ramban says, one simon isn't good enough in other areas where you're going against Chazaka. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbon. The Gemara begins now with a Braisa. Oisav Espinoi, the subject of our Perek, Oisav Espinoi, Noig applies to animals that are klayim and applies to animals that are koi. Rav Elazar Omer, klayim, habo min eiz v'arochel, that if you mated, a eiz is a goat, a rochel is a sheep, oisav espenoi, and that animal had a baby, oisav v'espenoi noiboy, the halach of oisav v'espenoi will apply to it, koi. And the Gemara is going to speak about the koi and oisav b'nai naiba. So according to the Gemara at this point, we have here a very fundamental machlokes about a koi. Rabbanon hold that by a koi, we don't know yet what a koi is. But according to Rabbanon, there is oisav b'nai by a koi and by klaim as well. Rabbi Lezer agrees by klaim there's oisav b'nai, but he says by koi there is no Oisav Espinoi. So first the Gemara has to establish exactly what is a koi. And after the Gemara establishes what the koi is, the Gemara could go on to explain the basis of Rabban and Arbeleza's machlaikas. So the Gemara begins. Am Rav Chisda, so says Rav Chisda, Eiz a koi shenechukba, exactly what is the koi that's being referred to that is the subject of their dispute? Shenechukba, Rebelez v'chachamim, which is this dispute of Rebelez and the Chachamim, says the Gemara, it's referring to the situation, Zabo, Menatayush, the father is a goat, Umenatsivya, and the mother is a deer, a female deer. And one important vart. We've read the Pasuk, in the previous shur, we refer to this Pasuk extensively, and let's review it. The Torah, when it talks about the din of Oisus Benoi, what does the Torah say? V'shar Oiseh, Oiseh Ves Benoi Lo Sishchatu B'yoyim Echad. What is the common characteristic of V'shar Veseh? They're both in the Behema family. A Tzvi, a deer, is in the Chaya family. The Halacha of Oiseh Ves Benoi only applies when the mother is a Behema, not when the mother is a Chaya. So now we begin. Habam and Atayish, the father is a goat from the Behema family. Umetzivya, a combination of a goat and a deer. So now the Gemara drills down further. Heichidami, exactly what happened here? Ilayim b'tayish habal tzivya, that the father was a goat and the mother was a deer, the yolda, and now this deer, female deer, had a child, and the mother was slaughtered, and now we want to shech the child as well on that very same day. We want to shech it together on the same day as the mother was slaughtered. What's the kasha? What's the basis of a machloikis? Rav Chisda taught us, everybody agrees behit sivya, that if the mother is a deer, if the mother is a chaya, ubenot tayish, that even if the child does have goat blood in him, shapata, that there would be no question of oisvus benoi. Se ubenot amrachmana, because the Torah, when it speaks about the mother, as I said a moment ago, says that the mother has to be from the Behema family, but if the mother is from the chaya family, there is no issue of oisvus benoi. So, says the Gemara, there can be no machloikis that if the father was a goat and the mother was a deer, a chaya, that there should be a discussion. It's certainly not Oisav Espanoi. Ella, so that can't be, everybody will agree there was no issue of Oisav Espanoi. There would be no room for a machloikis of the Chacham and Rebbe Elazar. Says the Gemara, what is the case? B'tzvi habal t'yoshem. The father is a chaya, the father is a deer, the mother is a behema, a tayosha, a goat, the yolda, and now it had a baby, this combination, because shechet la lebra. And they shecht the mother, the goat, and the child. And they want to shecht both of them the same day. Says the Gemara, that again can't be the machlekes. Because the Gemara of Chizda taught us, Vam Rav Chizda, hakol moidem behit tayosha, uvenot svi, that if the mother is a full-fledged goat, so she is in the Seh family, and the child, even though he has 50% Tzvi blood in him from his father, Shechayif. Because when the Torah, and I reviewed the pasuk that I said a moment ago, V'sharo Seh, Oisai Ves B'noi Lo Sishchatu B'yoyim Echad. So let's read that pasuk. When the Torah speaks about the parent, the Torah is very clear. V'sharo Seh, that they have to be in the Sef, they have to be in the Behema family. And if they're not in the Behema family, no problem with Oisus Benoi. But the Torah, when it speaks about the offspring, is much less specific. The Torah says the word Benoi. What does the word Benoi mean? As long as it's an offspring, it doesn't make a difference if it's a pure Behema or it's a hybrid. So in this case, what a mother was saying is a Tayasha. She's a full-fledged behema. Yes, the offspring is not a full-fledged behema because he has his father's Tzvi blood in him. Doesn't make a difference. It's still in the category of benoi. And everybody ought to agree that the din of Oisves benoi applies. So that can't be the machlaikis. Let's read V'amar chizda, haka moidin, behi tayosha, ubenot tzvi, that if the mother is a behema, and the father was a tzvi, and therefore the son is 50% tzvi, shechayif. Because when the Torah describes this concept of ois b'spinoi, se om rachmana, the Torah said that the mother has to be a full-fledged seh, but the parent has to be a full-fledged seh, ubenot kaduhu. So what is the case that they're arguing about? Asked the Gemara. Lo olam, says the Gemara, b'tayi shabal b'tzivya. We're talking about a case that the father is the goat, the mother is the chaya. V'yol the bas. So now this animal, let's go all the way here. This animal had a baby. A girl. What is the physical makeup of this girl? The physical makeup of this girl is that she has a mother who's a chaya and a father who's a behema. The yoldabas, and now this bas yoldaben. This mother has now a child. Because shachla la bra. So now we're talking about the second generation and the third generation. Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan opinion is choshen l'zera'av. We take into consideration the zera'av, the issue that we discussed before. The seh, v'afila miksa seh. And since the father is a tayosh, so this mother, the second generation, is 50% behema. Why is she 50% behema? Because her father was a behema. And we do take into consideration the father. Moreover, when the Torah says seh, it doesn't have to be a pure seh, just have to have seh blood in it. And she does have 50% seh blood because of her father. And therefore, she is considered in the halacha seh. And therefore, if she, who is a seh, according to Rabbanan, were to be slaughtered on the same day as her offspring, we would have a situation of vice versa. On the other hand, Rabbi Lezer Sover, and Choshen L'Zera'av. So therefore, this mother that we're talking about, the second generation, whose father is a seh, and mother is a tzvi, the halacha doesn't consider a seh. The halacha says that she's a tzvi. The seh, the film makes a seh lois minyan. So the halacha considers her a tzvi, and as we're saying, by a chaya, there is no issue of ois v'spanoi. Ask the Gemara, for liflig, b'choshen l'zera'av, ask the Gemara, why do we have to introduce this concept of seh, or mitzaseh, seh v'loi mitzaseh? The Gemara could have just said, this is the machlekes, Chananya Rabbanan. Let's think about it. If we're going to take the father into consideration, which is the opinion of the Chachamim, so then the mother is considered a seh. If we don't take the father into consideration, then the mother is, and we only look at this mother, at this second generation's mother, her mother was a chaya, so she's considered a chaya. Why did the Gemara, ask the Gemara, have to bring into this consideration the issue of seh, mitzvah seh, seh, v'loi mitzvah seh? We should have just said that the question is, do we take the father into consideration or not? V'liflig, b'choshen l'zera'av, which is the machlokes that we began the shiur today with, Machlokes of Chananya Rabbanan. Answers the Gemara. E pligi behi, if the machlokes were limited to that, have amina, baha afil Rabbanan moida, the seva afil mitzvah seh lo aminin. If we're going to say that it is the opinion of the Chachamim that we take the father into consideration, we wouldn't say it to such a degree that we should take the father, that even though Choshen Lazara Av, and the father was a behema, she should be considered a behema. Because we would say that to be considered her a behema, just because her father was a behema, because Choshen Lazara Av, we don't go that far with Choshen Lazara Av. Why? Explain the Rishonim. Because everybody agrees that Choshen Lazara Av, that the father is secondary to the mother. And therefore, since her mother was a chaya, so she's 50% chaya, it isn't enough to make her into a seh. And therefore, even if Choshen L'Zera'av, she's not considered a seh. And if the mother is not a seh, we said earlier a few minutes ago, there's no din of ois v'spanoi. So that's why we had to combine two concepts. One concept is that we say Choshen L'Zera'av, and it's enough to be a mix of seh, and that's why she's considered a behema, and the issue of Oysus B'nai according to Rabbanan come in. There's a Gemara Masech Tebeya. The next parak that we're going to learn, is the parak of Kisui Hadam. That if we shecht an animal, certain animals, we have to cover the blood. Which animals? Just the opposite of Oysus B'nai. Chai is for Oysus. If you shecht a chai for Oysus, you have to do Kisui Hadam. So the Gemara Masech Tebeya discusses shechting on Yontif. On Yontif you're allowed to shecht. It's Oichel Nefesh. So Beis Shammai says that you're allowed to shecht a chayiv oif on Yontif, even if you don't have any earth prepared. Because just like you're allowed to shecht, digging earth to do Kisui Hadam is all part of the Shechita. Beis Hillel say no. Only if you have earth prepared are you allowed to shecht a chayiv. There are cases where Beis Hillel will be lenient. If you have already earth, if you have ash prepared, or you have a shovel in soft earth. But then the Gemara Masech Tebeya begins with a Mishnah. Koi, this koi that we're talking about, ain't shechtan oisav yontif, may not be slaughtered in yontif. Vim shechtoi, if it was slaughtered, unlike when you shecht a chaya, where Beis Hillel says that if you went and shechted it, you shouldn't have if you didn't have prepared earth. You may use a certain type of earth. Here, everybody will agree, Eimachas and Stamai. You can't do Kisui Hadam. Why? Because moving the earth for animal that may not require Kisui Hadam, because there's a chance it's a behema, is moving Muksa for no reason. And therefore, it's awesome. Now, ask the Gemara, B'mai Iskinan. Let's analyze that Mishnah. What is that Mishnah referring to? Eilei b'tayish haba tzivya, that the father's a tayish and the mother's a tzivya. The Yolda, and it has now a child, and that child's the Koi. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbelezer, Lishchot. We should be allowed to do Shechita Lichsi. Tzvi, we feel a mix of Tzvi. Since the mother is a Tzivya, we certainly take the mother's blood into consideration, and therefore we should be allowed to do Shechita. And Kisui Adam, for such an animal. Elo is referring to a situation, B'tzvi habal t'yosha. The father is a chaya, the mother is a behema, v'yolda. So now ask the Gemara, let's think about it. If according to Rabbanan Choshen L'Zera'av, L'shchiv v'leschi, the father is a tzvi, so it's a tzvi. So the koi should be allowed to have kisui adam, like any other chaya. Eilei b'lezer, there's also no problem. We only look at the mother. If the mother's a behema, it's a full-fledged behema, and there's no issue of kisui adam. Says Meralayim mitzvi abal tayosha. We're talking about a case that the father's a tzvi and the mother's a tayosha. We said if the father's a tzvi and we say choshen lezera av, so then we should be allowed to do kisui adam. Why does the Mishnah say that we're presented with a dilemma? We go back to what we learned earlier. Rabbanan sukim esapkalei, because Rabbanan have a question. When we say choshen lezerav, maybe that's only when it represents a chumra, but not when it represents a kula. So here, by saying choshen lezerav, we'll be allowed to shecht the koy and do kisui adam. That Rabbanan don't say. They only use choshen lezerav, and we said this on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Aleph, when it represents a chumra. Here it represents a kula. That we should be allowed to shecht the koy and do kisui adam. That much we don't go choshen lezerav. Answer the Gemara. Rabbanan sfukim sapkalei. The Rabbanan have a question. I choshen lezarav. Is it absolute that we choshen lezarav? And therefore, we can't do anything because it represents a question.